أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إله الأولين والآخرين. وأشهد أن نبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله المصطفى الأمين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، welcome to another episode of our tafsir page by page. And inshallah ta'ala, today we're on page 155 of the Quran, which is in the 8th juz, Surah Al-A'raf. In the previous episode, we spoke about those verses which Allah Azza wa Jal gave a number of commands to the children of Adam. And from those commands is that we should adorn ourselves at the time of worship and prayer and attending the masjid. And from those commands was that we should be aware of being wasteful and extravagant in all of the blessings that Allah Azza wa Jal has given to us. But at the same time, Allah Azza wa Jal also commanded that we shouldn't make haram those things that Allah Azza wa Jal has made halal. And that we should be aware of the different grades and levels of sin in terms of all of their severity. Because a person has to be aware of those things, and especially be aware of the most severest forms of those sins that a person may fall into. And Allah Azza wa Jal also gave us that command and that instruction that we should follow the prophets and the revelations, and that whoever does so will have the greatest of reward, and those who deny and reject that, they will have the eternal punishment of the fire. Today we continue from verse number 37, and that is the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فمن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا أو كذب بآياته أولئك ينالهم نصيبهم من الكتاب حتى إذا جاءتهم رسلنا يتوفونهم قالوا أينما كنتم تدعون من دون الله قالوا ضلوا عنا وشهدوا على أنفسهم أنهم كانوا كافرين. Who is more wrong than the person who invents lies against Allah or rejects His revelations? Such people will have their preordained share in this world, but then when our angels arrive to take them back, saying, where are those you used to call on besides Allah? They will say they have deserted us. They will confess that they were disbelievers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse, in the previous verses as we mentioned, Allah azza wa jal said that those people who denied the revelations, denied and rejected the prophets and messengers, they were too arrogant to accept Allah's guidance, then they will be the people of the fire, they will remain therein forever. Here Allah Azza wa Jal then says, and who is more wrong and oppressive and evil than those who ascribe lies to Allah or they reject His signs? So either they say something which isn't true about Allah Azza wa Jal, or if they see the signs of Allah, they reject them as being the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so this is an explanation of the previous verse in the sense that those people who denied the revelations and the signs and the messengers, it was either because they denied them outright or they twisted what they brought and they ascribed to Allah Azza wa Jal lies. So people who claim to believe, for example, in the prophets such as Moses and Jesus and other prophets, but they then manipulated their message and the mission that they brought. And so what they did instead is that they ascribed as a result to the religion of Allah Azza wa Jal that which it is free from. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ يَنَالُهُمْ نَصِيبُهُمْ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ. Such people will have their preordained share in this world, meaning that they will have what Allah Azza wa Jal has decreed for them. And what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for such people is that they will have their share of this dunya in terms of good and in terms of harm, because Allah Azza wa Jal has not always decreed for the people of disbelief that they will have hardship or evil or poverty or illness. But in fact, you see in many times that the people who are not Muslims or not believers in Allah Azza wa Jal, they have many of the trappings of the dunya, and many of the adornments of the dunya, and much of the wealth and the blessings of the dunya. And that is from the way that Allah Azza wa Jal tests people, but also because it is from the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as is the position of a number of the scholars of Islam, that the people of disbelief who do good, they're given their reward in this dunya. So you have, as all of us will attest to, many non-Muslims who are people of goodness in the sense that they do a great deal of good. They help others and they're people of good character. And they do a great deal of service to other people. those people, it is not from the justice of Allah Azza wa Jalla that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not look at that good and will not reward them for that good. But that reward is of a different form, and it is limited, and it is not the greatest type of reward, because the greatest type of reward and blessing is reserved for the people who fulfill the greatest condition that Allah Azza wa Jalla has set for mankind, and that is the condition of Tawheed. Otherwise they get their reward. So some of them get it from a longevity of life. Some of them get it through wealth. Some of them get it through good health. Some of them get it in different ways and forms. Allah Azza wa Jalla gives to each person what they deserve in terms of this dunya. But the reward of the akhirah, that is exclusively for the people of Iman. And so Allah Azza wa Jalla will give to those people what they deserve. And likewise of evil, of harm, if they do harm and they oppress, then a share of that punishment may come to this in this world as well, just as it may do for in terms of good as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَتْهُمْ رُسُلُنَا يَتَوَفَّوْنَهُمْ, until our angels arrive to take their souls. قَالُوا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ, they will say to them by way of rebuking them, by way of dishonoring them, where are those who used to call upon besides Allah? Now that you know that this is true, that it's happening, that your soul is going to be taken, you realize now the reality of your situation. Where are those gods that you called on besides Allah that you claimed would come to your aid in times of need? قَالُوا ضَلُّوا عَنَّا, they will say that we have been deserted by them. And that is because they will have been deserted. No one will come to their aid. No one will come and help them. No one will come to honor them. وَشَهِدُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ أَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا كَافِرِينَ, and they will confess and bear witness against their own selves that they were from the disbelievers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says in verse number 38, قَالَ دُخُلُوا فِي أُمَمٍ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ فِي النَّارِ كُلَّمَا دَخَلَتْ أُمَّةٌ لَعَنَتْ أُخْتَهَا حَتَّى إِذَا ادَّارَكُوا فِيهَا جَمِيعًا قَالَتْ أُخْرَاهُمْ لِأُولَاهُمْ رَبَّنَا هَؤُلَاءِ أَضَلُّونَا فَآتِهِمْ عَذَابًا ضِعْفًا مِنَ النَّارِ قَالَ لِكُلٍّ ضِعْفٌ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah will say, or it will be said to them, join the crowds of jinn and humans who have gone before you into the fire. Every crowd curses its fellow crowd as it enters therein. And when they are all gathered inside, the last of them will say to the first, our Lord, it was they who led us astray. Give them double punishment of the fire. Allah will say, every one of you will have double punishment, though you do not know it. The angels, as they take the souls of these people, and as they throw them into the fire, it will be said to them, قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ أُدْخُلُوا فِي أُمَمٍ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ فِي النَّارِ. Join the crowds of jinn and humans, the nations who have come before you, as you enter into the fire. Meaning that you will not be the first of those people that Allah punished, and you will not be the last of them. How many of the nations and how many of the peoples and how many of the civilizations disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So the Quraysh, or those people who disbelieve in our time, who reject Allah Azza wa Jalla in our time as they're thrown into the fire, it will be said, join the multitudes of groups, the multitudes of people and crowds that entered into the fire before you. You will be amongst them, and there you will remain therein. كُلَّمَا دَخَلَتْ أُمَّةٌ لَعَنَتْ أُخْتَهَا, and every crowd or every ummah or nation will curse its fellow nations and crowds as it enters. And that is because each one of them sees that they are that they were influenced by others, that they are just as dishonored as the one that was sent in alongside them or before them or after them. And so each one is cursing the other, each one is blaming the other, each one is thinking that they are the cause of the downfall of the other. And so they will do this until it will be said, حَتَّى إِذَا دَارَكُوا فِيهَا جَمِيعًا, until all of them have been piled therein, and all of them have been gathered, the first of them and the last of them, their leaders and their followers, all of them will be entered therein. قَالَتْ أُخْرَاهُمْ لِأُولَاهُمْ, the last of them will say to the first, or as some of the scholars of Tafsir said, the last of them, meaning the followers, will say to the first, meaning the leaders, because the leaders were at the forefront, they're like the first of them. And the rest of them are behind them, they're at the last, they're at the end, because they're followers. As a result of the culmination of one group rejecting Allah Azza wa Jalla, the next group did the same. As we know in the Quran, now we've seen a number of verses in which they would say, we follow the way of our forefathers, our ancestors. So now they're saying to those who came before them, we're following you. You're my grandfather, And the grandfather says, but my grandfather was the same and his grandfather. And so now each one of them, those who come after, are blaming those who came before them, or the followers are blaming their leaders. And they will say, رَبَّنَا هَؤُلَاءِ أَضَلُّونَا. They will say, our Lord, it is these people who led us astray. It's because of them that we are astray. فَآتِهِمْ عَذَابًا ضِعْفًا مِنَ النَّارِ. And they will say, so Allah, give to them a punishment that is double in the fire. And isn't that amazing? That in the dunya, these people would defend their fathers, their leaders, their ancestors, their traditions, their culture, their heritage, whatever it may be, they would defend and they would fight to defend it. But now in the fire, what are they doing? They're cursing, they're making dua against them, they're asking for a double punishment upon those very same people. And that is because they will realize that they didn't do them a favor, because your ancestors and your forefathers and your elders, they have a right upon you, as we know in our religion. But that is a right of respect, a right of honor, in the sense of the way that you treat them and deal with them and the respect that you afford to them. But it's not one of blind following, because they may be misguided and they may be upon disbelief. You don't just follow them in all of those aspects, but because these people did, and now they realize that they made the error, they realize that they didn't understand this concept, they will now ask Allah to increase them and double them in punishment. قَالَ لِكُلٍ ضِعْفٌ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. But Allah will respond, every one of you will have a double punishment, though you do not know it. Because all of them are included in the evil. All of them were just as bad as the others. All of them are multiplied in terms of, just as the people of Jannah are multiplied in terms of their reward, the people of the fire are multiplied in terms of their punishment. Allah Azza wa Jalla then continues in verse 39, وَقَالَتْ أُولَاهُمْ لِأُخْرَاهُمْ فَمَا كَانَ لَكُمْ عَلَيْنَا مِنْ فَضْلٍ فَذُوقُوا الْعَذَابَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْسِبُونَ. And the first of them will say to the last, you will know better than us, so taste the punishment that you have earned. And this will now be the response of the leaders to their followers, of the ancestors to their offspring. They will say to them, you are better than us, don't blame us, don't pretend that it was all us. Because just as we did what we did based upon what others did, you did the same. And then you also become leaders of your own time. You also become the elders and the ancestors of those who follow on from you. You have no favor over us. You are better than us. You have no honor above us. فَذُوقُوا الْعَذَابَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْسِبُونَ. So all of us must now taste the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal as a result of that which we earned. And this shows, therefore, as we've mentioned before, that the only people who will have true love on that day, true alliance on that day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, true help with one another on Yawm al-Qiyamah, are those people who do so only for the sake of love, for the sake of Allah, believe in Allah alone, worship Allah Azza wa Jal alone. As for every other type of relationship, every other type of connection, then it will dissipate, it will disappear on Yawm al-Qiyamah, because it was based upon taqwa and based upon the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal and His worship alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why Allah Azza wa Jalla then says in verse number 40, to make it extremely clear, the outcome of these people. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا عَنْهَا لَا تُفَتَّحُ لَهُمْ أَبْوَابُ السَّمَاءِ وَلَا يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ حَتَّى يَلِجَ الْجَمَلُ فِي سَمِّ الْخِيَاطَ وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُجْرِمِينَ. The gates of heaven will not be open to those who have rejected our revelations and arrogantly spurned them. Even if a thick rope were to pass through the eye of a needle, they would not enter the garden. This is how we punish the guilty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that these people, Allah Azza wa Jal, who disbelieved, who rejected, who were too arrogant to accept the guidance that Allah Azza wa Jal gave through the messengers and the revelations, لا تُفَتَّحُ لَهُمْ أَبْوَابُ السَّمَاءِ. They will not have on Yawm al-Qiyamah, not a single gate of heaven will be opened for them, meaning that they will have no mercy, no forgiveness, no kindness, no aspect of good will come towards them. And that is because even as they die, as we know in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like the famous long hadith and narration of Al-Bara' ibn Azib radiyallahu anhu, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described the soul leaving the body of the believer and the disbeliever. For the disbeliever, as is taken out, it will be taken to the heavens. But it will find that all of the gates of the heavens are closed. It will not be allowed to pass from the lowest gate of the heaven, let alone all the ones that come above it. And then it will be thrown back down into the ground. And so no gate of the heavens will be open for them. They will not be received in any way that is honorable. And therefore we understand the opposite is true for the believers. that for them the gates of the heavens are open, as is mentioned in the hadith and other hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَلَا يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ, and they will never enter into Jannah. حَتَّى يَلِجَ الْجَمَلُ فِي سَمِّ الْخِيَاطِ, until, and the translator that I have here said, a thick rope were to pass through the eye of a needle. But the word jamal is a camel in the Arabic language. That's what it's referring to. That even that, can you see a camel, let alone a thick rope, because a thick rope is much smaller than a camel. A camel, which is one of the biggest animals that you will find that the people have domesticated, that you can ride, that you can use on a daily basis, that you can come into contact with relatively safely. That animal, that is the camel, until it passes through the needle of an eye, the point of a needle, the eye of the needle, sorry. So the point of the needle, the sharp point of the needle, which we call the eye of the needle, whenever will the camel, with all of its size and its heft and its weight, when will it pass through the eye of the needle? Never. It's not possible. It's not physically possible to make it do so when you have a small needle, and we're talking about the average size small needle, and you have that big camel, when will it pass through the eye of the needle? And this is an expression that the Arabs had, that Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions here in the Quran, to show that it is something which is impossible. It's to explain the possible, that the people can understand that that is something which would never happen in the realm of this world. It wouldn't happen. It's not something which is possible physically for it to take place. And because of that, Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying, just as that is something which is impossible in a way and a manner that you can understand from those things that are tangible to you, that you can see and feel and experience, then likewise know that on Yawm al-Qiyamah is that same level of impossibility, if not more so, that these people will ever enter to Jannah. They will not enter into Jannah. There is no hope for them. There is no scope for them. And so this is from the greatest or the most fundamental tenets of the people of Islam. That if the people who don't believe in Allah Azza wa Jalla alone and worship Him, irrespective of what they may have done, irrespective of what they may have achieved, irrespective of the service that they may have done to others, they will not enter into Jannah. They receive any reward that was due to them in this world, in whichever manner Allah Azza wa Jalla decrees it for them. It may be the avoidance of hardship and calamities, it may be the giving of wealth or longevity of life, maybe whatever it may be. But on Yawm al-Qiyamah, they don't enter into Jannah. وَكَذَٰلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُجْرِمِينَ, and that is how they will be punished, the people who are guilty of not worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore it is important for us to understand that the greatest crime in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jalla is shirk. Now for some people today, I hear, and you know, we know that people don't understand this concept, because we're like, surely there's much greater evil in the world. People are dying, people are being killed, people. But who are we and you, or me and you, or you and I, to decide what is the greatest punishment in the sight of Allah? That may be the greatest punishment in your sight, in your opinion, in your viewpoint. But Allah Azza wa Jalla is the creator of the heavens and the earth. He's the one that can establish whatever laws He wants. What audacity do you have? What ability do you have to oppose Allah's will and law and what He decides subhanahu wa ta'ala? If Allah determines that something is the greatest of sins, then it is the greatest of sins. And shirk is the greatest of sins because it is the worst type of oppression. It is the worst type of evil. Murder, killing, theft, all of these are great forms of oppression and great forms of evil, because you are taking away from people the rights that they have and the blessings that they were given. To take someone's life, to take someone's wealth, to take someone's chastity or honor, it is something which you take from them aggressively and violently. That is oppression. But the greatest rights are the rights of the Creator, not the creation. The one who created you, the very reason that you're alive, the one who fashioned you, the one who gave you life, the one who provided for you, who does everything for you, whether you know it or not, acknowledge it or not. That is far worse in terms of oppression when you ignore Him, when you disbelieve in Him, when you reject Him, when you invent lies about Him, when you associate partners with Him. That is far greater in terms of oppression, even logically, if you were to think about this. The one who does good to you, and then after that you do evil, and that is why people even today are rightly horrified when the crime is committed by a parent towards a child, or the child towards his parent. That person looked after you their whole life, your parents, and now you turn around and you kill them. A child kills his own mother or father. That's far worse than just two random strangers killing. That's still a major crime. It's still a terrible thing to happen. But when it's this type of case, as you see, people are even more shocked. They're outraged. This person spent their whole life looking after you, now they're 80 years old, so you go and kill them just to take their money? What kind of like logic is that? And that's because when people do good to you, then to repay that good with evil, in most human minds, is something which is far worse than someone who you don't really have a relationship with, or they don't really do anything for you, and then for whatever reason you harm them. There is no one or nothing that is greater in terms of the blessings that we've received than the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. No one that has honored us more than Allah Azza wa Jal. No one has given us more than Allah Azza wa Jal. No one has done anything more for us than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then to turn away and reject one of that, that is what Allah Azza wa Jal then says in verse number 41, لَهُمْ مِن جَهَنَّمَ مِهَادٌ وَمِن فَوْقِهِمْ غَوَاشٌ وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الظَّالِمِينَ. Hell will be their resting place and their covering layer upon layer. This is how we punish those who do evil, meaning that they will have the hellfire above them and it will be below them, and all that they will see surrounding them is the fire. So when they go into the fire, that will be their eternal punishment. As for those who believe and turn to Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah says subhanahu wa ta'ala in verse 42, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَا نُكَلِّفُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. But those who believe and do good deeds and we do not burden any soul with more than it can bear are the people of the garden, and they will remain therein. This is a beautiful verse because Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us not only that are these people of iman and righteous deeds, but Allah did not give to them more than they couldn't bear. Allah didn't ask them to do things that were beyond their capability or their capacity to do. Allah doesn't hold them to account for those things if they were beyond their capability and their capacity to perform. And that is from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't make the religion too difficult or cumbersome or burdensome. And when it becomes too difficult for a person, individual, in that case and scenario, the Sharia comes and it gives them concessions, makes things easy for them, facilitates ease for them, until they're able to go and perform those actions once again. And that is what Allah Azza wa Jalla says concerning their reward in the final verse that we'll take today, verse 43. وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلٍّ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهِمُ الْأَنْهَارُ وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي هَدَانَا لِهَذَا وَمَا كُنَّا لِنَهْتَدِيَ لَوْلَا أَنْ هَدَانَا اللَّهِ لَقَدْ جَاءَتْ رُسُلُ رَبِّنَا بِالْحَقِّ وَنُودُوا أَنْ تِلْكُمُ الْجَنَّةُ أُورِثْتُمُوهَا بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. We shall remove all ill feelings from their hearts, and streams will flow at their feet. They will say, all praise is due to Allah who guided us to this. Had Allah not guided us, we would never have found the way. The messengers of our Lord brought the truth. A voice will call out to them, this is the garden that you have been given as an account of your own deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks now, just as He spoke about the people of the fire and how they will be surrounded and covered with the fire. Allah Azza wa Jalla speaks about some of the rewards of the people of Jannah. And that is that as these people enter to Jannah from His grace and bounty subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that Allah will extract from their hearts all evil feelings. And that is why the Prophet told us sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the people of the Jannah, once they traverse the bridge and they pass it by, they will come to a place that is called the Qantara. And the Qantara is where Allah Azza wa Jalla will then deal with the issues that the believers had amongst themselves, meaning they've been saved from the fire. Allah has saved them from entering into the fire, but they still had disputes amongst themselves. They still had disagreements and issues. So Allah will right those wrongs amongst them by giving some of their deeds away or by elevating some of them in ranks and so on. And so Allah Azza wa Jalla will then extract from all of them their enmity and their ill feelings, so that the people of Jannah never have any ill feelings towards another, irrespective of what the other person may have of reward and delights of Jannah. And they will have gardens in paradise that will flow beneath their feet, meaning that all of them will have from the reward of Allah Azza wa Jalla that which they will find sufficient for them. No one will be jealous or envious of another, and every person will think that they have the greatest of rewards in their own right. And that is when they will call upon Allah and praise Allah for the guidance that He gave to them, and acknowledge the very fact that were it not for the guidance of Allah, they would never have been guided. And I want us just to take a moment and think about this. If Allah didn't guide you and show you the way, you would never have found guidance. It doesn't matter. There is no way around this. The fact that Allah chose you, that Allah selected you, that Allah preferred you, that Allah honored and blessed you by giving you guidance, that is a blessing that you should stop each and every single day and thank Allah Azza wa Jalla for. And it is a blessing that is so precious, so valuable, that you should do everything in your human ability to protect it and to covet it and to preserve it. And that preservation means, and the way that you preserve it is by worshipping Allah, by reading the Quran, by obeying Allah Azza wa Jalla and staying away from the haram. That is how you honor the gift that Allah Azza wa Jalla has given to you. Because those people of Jannah, when they see the immense amount of punishment that will take place on Yawm al-Qiyamah and the multitudes of people that will fall in the fire, they will recognize that Allah saved them because of that guidance. And were it not that Allah had guided them, they could so easily have been like everyone else. If you were born into a Muslim family, Allah chose you to be born into a Muslim family. He made that path easy for you. Yes, you still have to make that decision consciously yourself. There's many Muslims, unfortunately, that don't really practice their religion. Some of them even turn away from the religion. So you still have to take that conscious decision to believe. But Allah made the path easier for you. Allah made it more easier for you than the one who doesn't even have an understanding of Islam or what the Muslims are, and they have to search for that path themselves. Allah honored you in certain ways. Imagine how easily it could have been the case that you were born in another family, not knowing Islam, or that you never found Islam, or that you didn't know what it meant, or that you don't just believe in Tawheed and Allah just because culturally you become a Muslim, or because your family had to be a Muslim and your ancestors were Muslims. Allah chose you to deny that blessing of Allah. It is from the greatest type of rejection that you can show after Allah Azza wa Jalla favored you. And that is why these people will thank Allah and praise Him on Yawm al-Qiyamah, and they will say that the messengers came to us with truth. And that is why Allah Azza wa Jalla, or it will be called out to them on Yawm al-Qiyamah, أَنْتِلْكُمُ الْجَنَّةُ أُورِثْتُمُوهَا بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. These are the gardens of paradise that you inherited as a result of your actions, as a result of your iman, as a result of that which you did, and that which you attained from your actions, and clearly after the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with that, inshallah ta'ala, we come to the end of today's episode. Barakallahu feekum wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.